Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Darrell Peel right after this.
We're asking Oklahomans what they want out of education in our state.
Smaller class sizes.
More one-on-one attention.
When it comes to educating our children, every child is different with unique strengths, unique challenges, and needs. Why not give every family the right to choose the education that's best for their child?
Yeah, why not?
Sign the pledge at whynotoklahoma.com to give Oklahoma families more options so every child gets a better education through school choice.
Go to whynotoklahoma.com today.
Paid for by the Friedman Foundation. For educational choice.
The 2011 National FFA Convention is just around the corner, and this year's going to be special as Oklahoma native son Riley Pageant of Woodward serves as National FFA president. Coverage of the National Convention is being made possible by support from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association, and our reports will be seen on TV, heard on radio, and available on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, by clicking on the blue-green Gazette graphic found on the right-hand column of any page. Coverage on Facebook and Twitter, too, from this year's National FFA Convention. More with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel today. We want to focus right now, first of all, and look at our feeder cattle markets. Dr. Peel, it seems like these feeder markets have really kind of settled down quite a bit in the last few weeks as far as these prices are concerned.
I think so. Again, I think feeder cattle markets are enjoying some of the benefit of a little more favorable looking feed cost. The drop in grain futures has allowed some people to lock in somewhat more favorable feed prices. And again, the cattle on feed report sort of spoke to the idea that behind the drought impacts, once we get past them, that we're going to see significantly tighter feeder cattle supplies. And so actually, for the market to be holding steady to stronger this time of the year, and particularly for these, new crop calves, if you want to call them that, these unweaned fall calves that are coming in, typically go under some pressure as we get into October and into November. I think we'll see less of that normal seasonal pressure this year than we would most years.
As everybody knows, some nice rains falling across south central Kansas and Oklahoma over this last weekend. It obviously gives us some hope for some wheat, but Dr. Darrell Peel says probably too late for much wheat pasture.
Well, I think from the standpoint of wheat pasture, this rain is probably a little too late to get us any sort of fall grazing. Certainly from the standpoint of wheat as a grain crop, it's very beneficial and very timely. This will probably allow many folks to get wheat planted, or if they had dry planted wheat earlier, to get it up. And, we still have some concerns about follow-up moisture to make it all happen, but this really goes a long ways to helping that. From a cattle standpoint, I think it's too late to expect any significant level of fall grazing from this. So I don't think that we will probably do anything in terms of bringing in anywhere near the normal number of stocker cattle into Oklahoma that we would in a typical year. What it does do that is beneficial, I think, is the cow-calf people who are struggling to put together feed resources to get through the winter. This may provide some of them with hope that at least after the first of the year there may be some limited forage availability from the wheat. And so it does potentially provide a little bit of relief, probably more from a cow-calf perspective than from a stocker perspective.
Of course, any help that we can get for our mama cow herds regarding forage will be much appreciated. And if it comes in the form of some late season winter wheat pasture early in 2012, well, I know a lot of our cattle producers will gladly take that. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
We remind you previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at www.OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.